And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
If you've been denied your Social Security disability benefits,
has your disability claim been denied?
If you've applied for Social Security disability benefits,
and the government says no,
don't give up.
You can receive disability benefits for conditions such as cancer, depression, spinal injury, diabetes, and more.
You don't have to be an invalid. You don't have to be out on a stretcher.
Tell the government you mean business.
Call Attorney Ed Tand.
Put our team to work.
We'll deal with the government. You have enough to worry about.
All right, can the music. You know, I could talk about illegal aliens, housing, the deficit, tax increases, entitlements, Obamacare, quantitative easing, unemployment. But you know what I'm going to talk about tonight? The disability racket in the United States of America. NPR, to their credit, and this is an interesting question unto itself, which is why would the left-wing NPR be running a series on the disability racket? They're calling it The Startling Rise of Disability in America. And you're going to find out tonight that the disability racket is so rampant in the United States of America that it's costing you $260 billion a year for fake disability payments. It's, in essence, a de facto welfare program. Children are being told to remain stupid in school because they qualify for a check. Did you know that a child is considered disabled now simply if he's stupid? Yeah, that's right. You heard me. According to your moronic government, if you have a child who can't learn for any reason or fakes that he can't learn, Mama gets $1,000 a month for that child. Now, if you have three children who are morons, that's $3,000 a month. Isn't that wonderful? It gets worse. Once people go on to disability, they never go back to work. Fewer than 1% of those who are on the federal program for disabled workers at the beginning of 2011, 1% have returned to the workforce since then. Why? Because if you're a low-wage earner and you're earning $15,000 a year, no health insurance, right? You're making a low wage. You're making about $15,000 a year, no health insurance. Well, all you're going to do is say that you hurt your back, hurt your hand, hurt your head, have migraines, you have diabetes, and your stupid government, right, will pay you $1,000 a month, about $13,000 a year, and free medical care. So what's in it for people to work? Now, what you have to understand is that the government workers are in on the racket. It's a symbiosis. You see, the more people are who are on disability, the more government workers are needed to qualify them for disability and give them checks. So it's a cycle. It goes back and forth. You understand how it works? Now, you know that the chief dispenser of welfare, food stamps, Medicare, Medicaid, fake disability payments, is none other than the man who flies in Air Force One as passenger number one. Bill Clinton signed welfare reform into law in 1996. In 96, he promised to end welfare as we know it. Now, we've created a new kind of welfare, only most of you aren't aware of it. The number of liars and cheats who depend on checks from Social Security's disability programs has soared in recent years, according to NPR series Unfit for Work, and we're going to talk about it tonight in a way that NPR doesn't dare. And I'm going to ask you a simple question on the Savage Nation tonight, which is this. Do you have any disability racket horror stories? Do you have a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, or a family member who just frosts you because they are collecting disability and you know that they're faking it? The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Which states have the lowest number of people percentage-wise on disability, which have the highest? Not surprisingly, Utah comes in at the lowest. Why? Because it's largely a Mormon state with honest people. Only 2.9% of the people are on disability. That is federal SSI, right? Which state has the highest number of people between the ages of 18 to 64 on workers' disability? West Virginia. Next, Arkansas. Next, Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi, Maine, Tennessee, South Carolina, Missouri, and Michigan. These are the states with the highest number of people on workers' disability in 2011. Utah, as I said to you, is at the low end. Next low, which is shocking to me, is Hawaii, then Alaska. And strangely, California has only 3.1% of the people on this racket. That must be because they're on other rackets. You know, today I went to the Motor Vehicle Bureau, the DMV, which I've affectionately named the Department of Mexican Voting today, to renew my license. Well, I got to tell you something. I left in disgust. I actually wound up cursing in the parking lot. I couldn't take what I was looking at. Shall I describe to you what I saw, how many frauds were in there getting their licenses who were not citizens? I almost threw up. I got angry. I had to leave because I felt like I was going to start to yell in there. But I didn't say a word. I can guarantee you that they will give me a harder time to renew my license, even though I was born in this country many decades ago, than they'll give somebody who just snuck into this country, because the racket under Governor Brown is such that every illegal alien stops at the DMV first. You don't need a path to citizenship. What kind of fraud are you? Are you people crazy? Do you actually think that there isn't a path to citizenship in place already? The first stop in California is the Department of Mexican Voting. They get their driver's license, and then they're on the road. Welfare, food stamps, disability. Man, what a great country we live in. What a great country the American people have created for the third worlders who come here and spit on your flag. They won't speak your language, they spit on your flag, and they collect money. Is it any wonder they look at you with contempt? Wouldn't you look at a people with contempt if they were so weak and so stupid that they would let you into their country and you could spit on their flag and not even speak their language and collect $1,000 a month, maybe even more? What if you have three children who are disabled? They have learning disabilities. Well, give them each $1,000 a month. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to tell you something. If I were to do a show on disability horror stories for the next 3 months and nothing else except for an occasional, you know, news of the day, and then I'd say, now I'm going to do disability horror stories, I'll tell you something. If I did it for three straight months, my ratings would continue to go up the way the number of applications for disability have gone up over the last several years. It wouldn't matter if you got bored. You would listen longer than you've ever listened before, because you'd listen in horror as you hear people tell stories of people ripping off the tax base in this country. You see, I'm going to give you the number again. How much is this costing you? $260 billion a year is the cost for the SS, the Social Security Disability Programs. Now, what does that number mean? What's the total Defense Department budget? About double that. We don't have to cut back on our national security. We have to cut back on our national insecurity. We have to go in here with axes and tongs, and we have to destroy this program. End it as we know it. Destroy it. It's over. And I'm going to tell you that if you listen to this show and you don't come away angered, then you have no right to even live in the United States of America. The applications for disability go up and down with the unemployment rate. So naturally, let's say you're a factory worker, right? And they close down your fish factory. Well, what you do is you say, ooh, my back hurts. Then you go see a fat slob in the Social Security office. No, first you go to a corrupt doctor. Then you go to a fat slob in the Social Security office who is afraid to say no to you. See, it's not only the slob in the Social Security. It could be a skinny slob, by the way. They have no choice. You know why they have no choice, why they give out the money? Because of vermin lawyers. Verminous lawyers who should be not only disbarred, but their assets should be seized. Their children's bank accounts should be seized. Their children should be taken out of college and their children's college funds seized, because they got it from robbing you, in my opinion. You know, there's only a few firms that specialize in the so-called disability industrial complex. One firm is pointed out, is singled out by the NPR story. You may have seen the ads of the nice Lone Ranger with the cowboy hat. You heard of Binder and Binder? Well, you see, Binder and Binder is a law firm that handles some 30,000 disability cases each year. Let me explain who he is. When he started in 1979, this character, Binder, a disability lawyer, represented fewer than 50 clients. Last year, Mr. Binder and his firm represented 30,000 people. Who are these 30,000 people?
30,000 people who were turned down for disability by the government appealed to this sparkling remnant of humanity, Charles Binder and his firm. And in 1 year, last year, this sparkling remnant of humanity, Binder and Binder, made $68 million in fees for disability cases. Of course, there's always two sides to a story. The way Mr. Binder, the disability lawyer, tells it, he's just a guy who helps desperate people get the support they deserve from an evil government. He's a cowboy. He's a lone ranger who goes to court to fight the good fight for the people on the bottom who are stepped on by the government. When I come back on the Savage Nation, I'm going to ask you again for you to call 855-400-7282 with your disability racket horror story. Do you know a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member who either abuses SSI with fake disability or has a child who is claiming to be disabled so they can live on that child? Again, this is a topic I'm not going to let go. And I want to say again, I'm shocked and thankful that the National Public Radio Organization, NPR, initiated this series, The Startling Rise of Disability in America. I'm actually puzzled as to why such a liberal-oriented organization as NPR would have done this. I have my ideas. I'll be right back.
Has your disability claim been denied?
If you've applied for Social Security disability benefits
and the government says no,
don't give up.
You can receive disability benefits for conditions such as cancer, depression, spinal injury, diabetes, and more.
You don't have to be an invalid. You don't have to be out on a stretcher.
All right, stop here before I give out the home numbers of these lawyers, which I will never do. I'm this close to losing my mind from anger in this country. Everywhere I turn, I see a racket going on, whether it's at the top. Didn't I talk yesterday about that shyster on Wall Street who bought the $155 million Picasso, bought a $65 million house in the Hamptons, sold a $115 million apartment in Bloomberg Towers, the investment shyster? Yeah, I talked about him. So you see, people see the shysters at the top ripping the system off. They remember Corzine ran off with a $1.7 billion. Though no one knows where the money went. He didn't go to jail because he didn't do anything wrong, his friends who investigated him said. So you see people getting away with billions of dollars. So what should a guy who worked in a fish factory do? When you have corruption at the top, what happens is you have trickle-down corruption at the bottom. So we're talking now about the disability horror racket. I've asked you to call about this. The disability racket has grown nine times since the 1970s, but I'm going to put it in context for you again, and I'm going to explain why Obama encourages this. That's right. You heard me. You can't blame Bush. Blame Obama. Right now, there are 12 million people on unemployment. 12 million people are declared to be unemployed, and the rate is what, 7, 8, 9%, whatever it may be? Do you know that there are 14 million people now get a disability check from the government? And do you know that when they're on disability, it doesn't show up in the unemployment force? Because they're not technically part of the labor force. They're not counted among the unemployed. So Michael Savage has just blown the lid off something that maybe you knew about, maybe you didn't know about. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't hear it. Are you ready? There are 12 million people on unemployed right now in America. But there are 14 million not employed on disability who are not counted in the unemployment rolls. So let's do your math. 12 million unemployed, the rate's 8, 9%. Now we add 14 million fakers to that list. The unemployment rate is something like 18 to 19%. Now you know why the Democrats, mainly Obama, permits this program to blossom. That is why they encourage disability racket. It's because if they threw them off the disability rolls and arrested the disability lawyers and seized the disability lawyers' assets before they fled to Switzerland, you'd have not 12 million people on unemployment, but you'd have 26 million people on unemployment. We'd have a rate approaching that of Cyprus or Greece. That's right. 14 million scam artists in America who are not on the unemployment rolls. The worst of them all is in Hale County, Alabama, where one in four working-age adults is on disability. on the day government checks come in. That's right. On the day the government checks come in, banks stay open late. Main Street fills up with cars. And anybody looking to dump an old TV or armchair has a yard sale. Why? Because they're buying new TVs and new armchairs with the government money that you, the working schmuck, is providing for these racketeers. You can blame them if you want. But I'm telling you that this is because of Obama and the corrupt, rotten, stinking criminal Democrats. The Democrats have two constituencies that are now locked in a symbiotic relationship. Those who get checks from the government and those who work for the government giving out those checks. The more people on government programs, the more government workers are needed to woman the programs. So the government workers have an incentive to bring in more recipients because it creates more government jobs for the girls. And they all vote for the very same people running from Obama down to Blumenthal, down to Schumer, down to every Democrat in Congress. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. It's one gigantic set of flywheels running around in a machine bankrupting you, the working American. And what are you going to do about it? My staff, they work very hard, these two guys who work for me. They work very hard. They make a decent living. By no means are they wealthy. I pay them a fair salary. But I want to tell you something. When they saw this story and we started talking about it, they were fuming. They were fuming when they learned that 14 million scam artists are not on the unemployment rolls collecting at least $1,000 a month with a free medical care program. And they were fuming mostly at the disability lawyers. They wanted me to give out their home numbers, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Maybe you ought to do it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KS of Vogue. A $25,000 reward is offered for information that leads to an arrest and conviction of the person who fired shots that wounded a one-year-old boy in Richmond today. The child was injured while sitting inside an apartment building. An ex-con caught on video stealing items intended for the needy from a Fremont porch will go to jail for a year. The video of her theft was viewed more than 10,000 times on the Fremont police website. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 680 at Stone Ridge, crash was blocking the two middle lanes. It has been cleared. Traffic backed up before 580 and westbound 580 is backed up to about Hacienda approaching 680. Northbound 101 slow 280 onto the lower deck, also slow on the northbound 280 extension. We've got the Giants and A's first pitch 715 at AT&T Park. Southbound 880 slow before 980 down to 23rd. Earlier crash has been cleared. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-293-0025 and claim your free copy. Call 800-293-0025. That's 800-293-0025. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
At Advance Auto Parts, we love to help you keep your car rolling down the highway with awesome deals on parts every day. And what better way to keep on rolling than in a new truck? Enter the Castro Truck Sweepstakes at Advance. You could win a 2013 Ford F-150 worth over 30 grand. 30 grand? Dang! Enter now at Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary for sweepstakes, void where prohibited. Visit CastroTruckSweeps.com for program rules and a better.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
We're talking about disability rackets. We're talking about the 14 million people who are scamming the system, who are not working, claiming that, oh, something's made them disabled, okay, and prevent them from work. It's gotten so bad that even the liberal NPR has done a major series on it. Remember what I told you tonight, though, and I don't know if Fox has done this or NPR. There are 12 million on unemployment, but 14 million not on unemployment who are on disability. If you put the two numbers together, the actual unemployment rate will be 18, 19%, which is why Obama wants them on disability, not on unemployment. Also, you have to understand that welfare payments are very high. It costs states a lot of money. But if the resident who is on welfare is pushed into disability, it doesn't cost the state one penny because the federal government covers the entire bill for people on disabilities. So there's an incentive for states to shift people from welfare to disability. And now here we come. There's a public consulting group that is glad to help. You see, there's a group called PCG. There's a private company that states actually hire to go through their welfare rolls and move as many fakers as they can from welfare onto disability. Pat Coakley, who runs PCG Social Security Advocacy Management Team, don't you love the words, said what we're offering is to work to identify those folks who have the highest likelihood of meeting disability criteria. The company has an office in Eastern Washington State that's a call center full of headsetted women in cubicles who make calls all day long to potentially disabled Americans, trying to get them to discover and document their disabilities. And they say things to these losers such as, the high blood pressure you have, how long have you been taking meds for that? Once PCG employee asked over the phone the day they were visited by NPR. Can you think of anything else that's been bothering you and disabling you and preventing you from working? So this rotten, disgusting company coaxes the potentially disabled to fill out the Social Security disability application over the phone. You got the picture? You understand how this works? You understand how it works? There's a reason PCG goes to this trouble. They get $2,300 per head. In recent contract negotiations with Missouri, this company asked for $2,300 per person. What that means is every time Missouri takes someone off welfare and puts them onto federal disability, they actually save money. So they're glad to pay these wonderful remnants of humanity who work for PCG their fee of $2,300. This is a country that is eating itself alive virtually wherever you go. Today was a golden day for me. It started with me getting my trying to get my license renewed in the Department of Mexican Voting here in California. I actually had to leave because I thought I'd start to scream and they'd have me arrested. I could not believe what I was looking at. I could not believe how many illegal aliens were sitting in there on their road to citizenship, looking like the cat that ate the cream, knowing they were ripping the country off. So I had to leave. I figured I'll come back another day. Then I go on my bike ride. I go down to a mall I like to look at happy children and families before a show. And what do I see? I see a fire truck. I see a EMT van. I see another fire truck. I see police running into a candy store, a chocolate store. On the floor, there's a woman. I said, oh, no, not again. Here I saw, as sure as I'm standing here, no doubt, I'm guessing, a diabetic who went in to have a little chocolate to go along with her medication because her quack doctor told her, oh, you don't have to give up sugar if you have diabetes. Just eat a little less of it and just take your medication. She goes in, she has sugar, she collapses on the floor. What did that cost me? $200,000-$300,000? Again, a symbiotic relationship. Why is it symbiotic? Because the fire department, who has no fires to cover, the EMT, who has almost no emergencies to cover in this hothouse of a county, gets to check off on their list, went and rescued a woman who collapsed from A, B, C, or D in a retail establishment. So it's all a scam. It's two constituencies, wherever you turn, with symbiotic relationships, and there's almost no end to it unless we have a right-wing president who comes along, and I don't mean Mitt Romney, and I don't mean any of the other frauds. I mean a real right-wing government takes power in America, cracks down on fraud at every turn, and straightens the country out before there is no country left. But I want to remind you of something. It ain't going to happen here. It can't happen here. The system has been so rigged up by the folks who created the Federal Reserve and their intergenerational constituents who follow in their footsteps, that there is no chance for a right wing to emerge in America as we know it. They crushed the Tea Party because they knew it was the true voice of the American people. It was crushed by the Democrats and Republicans alike. Yes, we still have some good senators and some congressmen, and we know who they are. But the evil, degenerate press is working around the clock to smear them. Ted Cruz, there are a few good ones out there. He's not really a right winger, but he's as close as we're going to get to an intelligent, highly educated conservative who might save America. But already the wheels are spinning to crush them, just as they crushed the American war hero, Colonel West. The evil in this country, the touch of evil, has gone from a touch of evil to a cancer of evil. So let me get focused again on the disability racket, because I want to remind you, as I reminded the young men who work for me, don't get overly excited. We're not going to change very much. We are not a reporting. This show is not about reporting. This show is not about politics. And unlike some fools in the talk radio business, I'll tell you something. I don't believe that I'm a great American. Yes, some of them call themselves great American, which is a parody unto itself. They're more like grating Americans. And I'll tell you something else. If they were really serious, they'd quit radio and go into politics to make a difference. I am not a revolutionary. I'm merely an observer and a commentator. And the object of my observing and making comments in the Savage Nation is, and always has been, to hope to God that it filters out like the pebble in the pond and causes some changes for the better. I myself am not going to make those changes, but maybe if enough of you get so pissed off at your friends, neighbors, co-workers, family members, and the other fake racketeers, that eventually the lawyers in the disability industrial complex will be dragged before Congress, exposed for the frauds they are. They will be arrested, their assets seized, their children ripped out of college, their children's annuities seized unto the fourth generation, and they'll be thrown in jail like Madoff for having pulled off this scheme. You see, I have a dream. I have a dream that one day America will be whole again, clean again. I have a dream that somebody will come along and clean up this cesspool that has been created by the Democrat welfare racketeers. And so that I've given you what I've given you, and I've just begun, remember what I said to you. The corrupt, evil, criminal Democrat Party is behind this. And the reason I say it, and I'm no big fan of the Republican Party, as you know, is because George Bush, to his credit, tried to rein in the trial lawyers, and he was almost destroyed as a result. Because it's the trial lawyers who set this up. It's the trial lawyers who run America. It's the trial lawyers who have bankrupted this country. And unless we put the trial lawyers on trial, we're never going to save this country from this filth and corruption. The Democrats have two constituencies who are locked in this symbiotic relationship. Those who take checks from the government and those who distribute the checks who work for the government. And the more people they bring into the government programs, whether they be illegal aliens on their road to a nice fat check with their license at the DMV, then you need more government workers to man the programs. So the government workers are as corrupt as the recipients because they have an incentive to keep their job. And they all vote for the very same grifters in the Democrat Party to keep the wheels spinning inside the welfare, disability, racket machine. Now let's go from the Savage Nation host himself, Michael Savage, to our first caller. Let's begin on the East Coast, 191 affiliates and growing. Joe on WABC, thanks for listening to the program. Give us your story.
Mike, I'm a retired New York City police officer. I work in the 7th Division in the South Bronx. Let me start off with that. I have arrested heroin addicts that when I would arrest them, a lot of them, one after another, I would say to them, where do you get the money to buy heroin? They would get it from Social Security disability.
Oh, my God. And what was their disability, being a junkie?
Being a junkie.
Ah, so to the liberal in the federal disability office, all I had to do was say, I'm a junkie, I'm disabled, I can't work?
Absolutely.
Well, I would say that look, you know what it's going to take for this to stop. Look at this corrupt mayor we have in New York, this bum who's attacking sodas and a cigarette and says nothing about this. Why doesn't that big mouth say something about this?
He's out of touch with reality. We know that. But I myself was denied Social Security because some of my records were destroyed in 9/11. And I went in a little bit of an uproar screaming at the Social Security Disability Office, and I had even said about locking up heroin addicts. And a comment was made to me, well, we don't really do that much anymore. We don't give it to them as much as we used to, and that's a bunch of bunk.
It's not true because according to this article, the companies that are hired by the states to push people off welfare into this program, Joe, they say to the people on the phone, can you think of anything else that's been bothering you and disabling you and preventing you from working? They're coaching them as to what to say to get them on the rolls. You know that, Joe?
Absolutely.
Joe, let me send you a gift.
Because I have a friend of mine.
I'm going to send you a copy of A Time for War, because if ever there was a time for the American people to go to war, it's right now. Unless we stand up, all of us, and go to war with this corruption, we're not going to have a country left in I don't know how much time. I can't give you the number of years. You see, I'm not a great American like some in radio. I'm not even the greatest American like some in radio, who I now call the grating American. Yeah, the grating American and the, you get the picture? It's unbelievable to me. How can anyone call themselves a great American when they go on radio? What do you mean a great American's dead underground who died in war? That's a great American. Not a guy on the radio who makes $20 million a year. What's the great American? Don't get me started. I'm angry at everything right now. Right, left, and center. I feel like I'm going to blow up. I've reached a new point of anger and rage inside myself. I've tried to avoid it, but I can't avoid it. Everywhere I turn, I see corruption in this country from the top to the bottom. And again, I have to say to you, a fish rots from the head down. And when they see corruption at the top, when they see a president who lies out of both sides of his mouth, A man who lies about global warming when there isn't any global warming. A man who lies about seizing guns from law-abiding citizens simply because he wants to disarm them, because he has another agenda in mind that can only be enacted if they're all disarmed. You know that, and I know that. And it makes good sense, especially since Janet Napolitano won't even answer why she bought 2 billion hollow-point bullets. I don't understand that we have a Congress that won't drag her before and say, excuse me, Ms. Napolitano, your department bought 2 billion rounds of ammunition. Why? Make her answer. Where are the Republicans on this? Well, I don't want to criticize them because we know they don't exist. There is no Republican Party. It's part and parcel of the oligarchy, which is why they gave us Romney to lose. They set him up to lose, and they're doing it again. They're bringing that horse back again. The very same loser who shafted the entire conservative movement is being brought back again. Again, here he is again. Here he is galloping out of the stable once again. This man should never be seen again in Republican politics. Why would they even bring him out? Well, there's a couple of reasons. I don't think you understand this part, and I'm getting off track from the disability, but I figured this out today, too. The angrier I got, the more clear things became to me, by the way. Sometimes anger is very clarifying. I realized something. If you set up a PAC, you can raise an awful lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars. Many of these Republican PACs and Democrat PACs could care less who actually wins. They make their money raising the money for them to run. They don't really care who wins. They work both sides of the scam. And so the reason they're dragging out Romney, even though he's a loser and can't win, is because they want to raise money around Romney from the same morons who gave money before. In other words, Romney probably has a price tag on him, meaning, they raised, I'm going to throw a number out, 700 million, a trillion, I don't know what they raised, around that loser. So they figure the people will come back probably 50% on a dollar. They can probably get 50% of the same amount of money for this moron again. And then they scam off whatever the fee is or whatever they pay themselves, $2 million a year, $10 million a year. I don't know what their fees are. They don't care if Romney runs and wins. The Republicans don't care who wins. All they care about is that they raise money to run. Do you understand how this game works? Okay, so now I want to get back to the disability because it's all wrapped together. We're focused on one question. Disability racket horror stories. Do you have a friend, neighbor, coworker, family member abusing the SSI system, faking disability? I can tell you of a few I know of. They're in the Cafe Trieste in San Francisco. Send an investigator in there. See how many poets are sitting in there who are collecting what has been known as crazy checks for the last 30 years. Go into the Cafe Trieste on Grant Avenue in San Francisco and take a look at the potheads, the heroin addicts, the poseurs sitting in the window there. They haven't worked a day in their life. They have not worked a day in their life. They sit there and write left-wing gibberish that nobody reads, and they get their crazy check. They get their crazy check so they can buy cheap wine and marijuana and mouth off against the right wing. Yeah, that's one story. Maybe there's a federal investigator listening to the Savage Nation on KSFO in San Francisco who'll get off her fat behind and actually go out there with a badge and a gun and start looking into how many fake disability cases there are in that one cafe in San Francisco. Would you like some names? You don't need me. Virtually anybody in there can give you the names. Now let's go to the callers. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Anna, I have to take a break. You're going to hear about a 7-year-old who gets disability for being a brat, who was diagnosed as being oppositional defiant. You heard me. All in America, where the streets are paved with yolds. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
KSFO traffic, Pleasant Hill, northbound 680 Monument Boulevard. Have a stall blocking the off-ramp there. Westbound 580 at Hop Yard. Stalled car, second lane from the left. Traffic already slow because of earlier problems from El Charro to 680. Heavy traffic around the ballpark. We've got Bay Bridge Series at AT&T. First pitch in just about 25 minutes. Northbound 280 extension. Heavy traffic, northbound 101 slow. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale, so list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-457-5505 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro-neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, 831-457-5505. 831-457-5505.
Listen up, San Francisco. Your real estate market is ready to explode, and those with the right education can make a fortune.
Hi, I'm Dean Graziosi, multiple New York Times best-selling author and America's number one real estate educator. Your economy is flat, unemployment high, and consumer confidence low. But real estate is coming back strong, and those in the know can make a silent fortune using my unique strategies. I've hand-selected your area to do a free training that'll show you the path and plan people take to profit right in your backyard, using none of your own money. Your area is prime. You're perfectly qualified, and I'm the guy to show you exactly how to do it.
Call 800-382-9760 or visit deancawealth.com right now to reserve a free seat for you and a guest this week before they're gone. The first 50 who register will receive Dean's newest book, 30 Days to Real Estate Cash, absolutely free just for attending this week. Seating is limited, so call 800-382-9760 or visit deancawealth.com. That's 800-382-9760 or deancawealth.com.
After a fluffy waffle and some HDTV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll bowl them over! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Golf season's back. Choose from thousands of top courses nationwide when you join Golf Card International. Get half off memberships at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
So the reason this administration under Barack Obama and the corrupt Democrat machine pushes 14 million people into the disability racket is because they don't show up on the unemployment rolls. The latest unemployment rolls say that it's at 7.7%. And so the fact is, well, that's not so bad. We can live with that. That's about 12 million people. But add 14 million who are not working but on disability, and it's something like 16%. Now, that wouldn't help them get elected, would it? No. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Anna, what's your disability racket story?
7-year-old kid diagnosed oppositional defiant disorder. Couldn't be managed in school. Is now being homeschooled at taxpayer expense, complete with computer, internet connection. Because the mother has to stay home and tend this child.
She collects a check too?
Stamps, heating assistance, and medical benefits for her.
Oh my God, there's no end to the insanity of the welfare state.
Expense, all because a kid needs a good spanking.
That's right. Spare the rod and spoil a child, it used to be said when America was built. Now that America is being taken apart by the joints, if anyone dares even raise their voice to a child, they're arrested for child abuse.
But
all right, well, look, I can't add to it, because if I do, I'll blow a vein. And there's no point in me dying on the air over this. I am so angry, I don't know where to begin. From the woman with the chocolate, with the diabetes, with the fireman, to the DMV today with the illegal aliens getting their license, sitting there smirking at everyone like they figured some racket out, like Willie Sutton robbing a bank. I mean, it's been a bad day at BlackRock for me, I'll tell you the truth. This is what happens when you leave the radio studio. I mean, if you sit home and chomp on cheeseburgers and French fries and call yourself a great American, you don't even see this. All you do is read the internet and you think you know what's going on. But if you go out, and you go out and you try to renew a license, you go out and look in a store, wherever you turn, there's a cancer of the welfare state. And there is a cure. There is a cure, but it's not in the Republican Party. No, my friends, I will tell you right now, it's not in the Republican Party. We're all praying for a man on a white horse. Instead, we got the exact opposite in Barack Obama. Not only did we get a man not on a white horse, we got Karl Marx on Air Force One, not to save America, but to stave America.
George. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
If you've been denied your Social Security disability benefits,
has your disability claim been denied?
If you've applied for Social Security disability benefits,
and the government says no,
don't give up.
You can receive disability benefits for conditions such as cancer, depression, spinal injury, diabetes, and more.
You don't have to be an invalid. You don't have to be out on a stretcher.
Tell the government you mean business.
Call Attorney Ed Tand.
Put our team to work.
We'll deal with the government. You have enough to worry about.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about disability racket horror stories. I've asked you to call if you have a friend, neighbor, coworker, family member abusing SSI with a fake disability claim. There are millions of such in the United States of America. I gave you some statistics. The total cost to you, the taxpayer, is approximately $250-some-odd billion a year. Not for welfare now. That's separate. That's simply for disability payments for people on this racket program, right? The other factor that you should remember tonight over dinner, if you really want to have a weight loss diet, just listen to my show on a regular basis. You'll lose your appetite to ever eat again. While the unemployment rate is 7.7% last February, right, 2013, the number of unemployed was 12 million people, says Obama's company, right? But there are 14 million not showing up on these rolls because they've been pushed into the disability rolls, which means if you added the 12 million who are unemployed with the 14 million not showing up but who are collecting disability, the numbers would be 26 million people. And the actual percentage would be not 7.7%, but about 18%. And so now you understand the rest of the story. Now you understand why Obama likes the $260 billion a year disability SSI program. Now you understand why all of the frauds with a D next to their name have a constituency in those who get checks from the government, and also those who work for the government who give out those checks. the more people on the government rolls, the more government workers are needed by Obama to man the programs. So the government workers have an incentive to bring in more recipients because it creates more government jobs. And all of these people in this relationship vote for the very same Democrats to keep the wheels spinning inside the giant yellow submarine called the welfare state. So I ask you again, two things. Do you know a friend, neighbor, coworker, family member abusing SSI? We don't want their names because we are not an investigative body here at the Savage Nation. We're not even great Americans, as some are in radio. Those great Americans haven't done this story because they're nothing more than grating Americans, in my opinion. But I'm going to do the story hoping beyond hope that somebody in the federal government, somebody at a senatorial level, will do an investigation and drag first. Here's how I would do it. Let's say they said, okay, Savage, you know what? We don't care what your politics are. You're passionate about this issue. we're hiring you to investigate and bust up this disability racket. How would you begin? First step, we have a congressional hearing and we drag in all of the disability lawyers. Day one. All of them. Every one of them in this racket. I don't care what their first or last name is. I don't care what their country of origin is. I don't care who they are. You drag them in. They've been called various names, but NPR calls them the Disability Industrial Complex. They say that files at Binder & Binder, the most prominent firm that handles some 330,000 disability cases each year, is the number one member of the Disability Industrial Complex. And what's their goal? Push more people onto disability and sue the government if they don't approve the disability claim. Daytime TV ads in many places are full of ads from lawyers who promise to fight the government and win the disability benefits you deserve. There are tons of YouTube videos about getting disability. NPR says one lawyer, one webcam. The standard form is a let's get real chat about how to win this thing. There is one man who takes much of the credit for this industry. His name is Charles Binder. Binder boasted and said, when we started, I don't think anybody else was advertising. What's more, most people who applied for disability were denied and never had a hearing. Binder and the lawyers who followed him changed that. Binder says, I've created some of the problems for the government because so many people appeal, Binder says. Last year, Binder and Binder made $68.7 million in fees for disability cases. Of course, Binder in the cowboy hat says he's the Lone Ranger going to court to fight the good fight for the average person who doesn't get approved. But as NPR asked, who is making the case for the other side? Who is defending the government's decision to deny disability? Well, here's the shocking answer. Nobody. In a courtroom, there is no government lawyer on the other side of the room. The Social Security Administration says disability hearings were never meant to be adversarial. So in these courtrooms, there's a judge employed by the Social Security Division, and then there are lawyers like Binder for the alleged disabled. There is nobody on the other side who will argue and say, counsel, I'm having trouble with this issue. Why does the government think this case should be reversed? There's nobody on that side. And that has to be changed if we're not to go broke. The two big disability programs, including health care for so-called disabled workers, cost you $260 billion a year. That's a number that is so enormous you probably can't even grasp it. So I'll put it in context. The entire Defense Department budget, with all of the corruption in the contracting, all of the redundant weapon systems, etc., is about double that. I'll ask you, what would you rather have, national security or fake disability cases sucking the system dry? And now I will go to the callers on the Savage Nation. I will take them in order in which you've lined up. John in Connecticut, listening on WABC. You're first up this hour. What's your disability horror story, John?
Hey, Michael, I'm 78 years old. I became a union carpenter when I was 18. I worked for 50 years, and when I was about 72, after having four spinal surgeries, two hip replacements, knee replacement, I wound up in Bronxville Hospital, Lawrence Hospital in Bronxville, New York. Even though I lived in Connecticut, my doctor took me there. I wound up in a room with a plumber who was about 50 years old. He and I hit it off because we were both in the trades and we were talking, and he said to me, are you on disability? I said, no, I'm 72 years old. I'm on Social Security. He said, oh, but you're getting your hip replaced. I said, yeah. He said, oh, you could have got on disability a long time ago if you need a hip replacement. He said, you know what happened to me? He said, I hurt my back on a job, and I couldn't get any doctor to really definitively say that, you know, what was wrong with me. He said, so they denied me Social Security. So then he said, I had to keep working, but I did it, you know, getting paid under the table, cash money. I work on my own. And he said, and then somebody told me to go to Binder and Binder, that they could do something for me. So I went to Binder and Binder. And the guy said to me, you have any money in the bank? And he said, yeah. He said, how much? He says, and I told him. And he said, well, how'd you get that money in the bank if you can't work? Well, I got to work. He said, I got to pay my bills. He says, so I work off the books. So he said, I'll tell you what. You spend down that money over the next 2 years slowly, not all at once. He said, the end of 2 years, come and see me. He said, at the end of 2 years, I went to talk to him. And 3 months later, I was in Social Security. And I never realized how crooked these guys were. I thought they presented a reasonably logical or honest case. And when this guy told me that, he told me it was like it was nothing, like everybody does it. He wasn't ashamed. I never met the guy before in my life. And
well, John, let's blow the lid off the fake cop disability claims. There's an epidemic in America amongst cops, especially in New York City, as you well know. The union racket, the unions wrote up a racket that if you get disabled in the last year of your, if you get disabled as a cop in New York, they take your last year's salary and that becomes your retirement. You know about that, right?
Tax-free.
Tax-free. So what they all do is they fake a heart attack or they fake an injury on the job and they go out with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 pensions, some of them, for the rest of their lives tax-free. So if people hear that cops are robbing the system,
family,
firemen are robbing the system, senators are robbing the system, congressmen are robbing the system, hedge fund operators are robbing the system, why shouldn't the cop have to say, you know what, I'll take $1,000 a month?
And stuff so they just as a ruse to prove that there's something wrong with them so they could continue getting disability.
Well, what do you think has to happen for this to stop? I mean, do you have any idea how this could ever stop? How is this going to stop?
If you have these vampires
with law degrees who feast off the fat of the land, who's going to stop them when the congressmen and the senators are lawyers, fellows with law degrees? The problem is we have too many lawyers in too many high places, including in the presidency. Our biggest mistake was to elect a president who was a lawyer. Thank you for the call. Never, ever vote for anyone who's a lawyer. That's all I can tell you. You want an honest government? Start by voting for people who are not lawyers. Then maybe you'll get somewhere. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. If you have a disability racket horror story, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member abusing this racket, a fake disability story, we'll go a step further. You know a cop who faked it and tell us how much he's making. Having a good time in Boca Raton or in Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not like one of these talk show hosts every night saluting every cop like they're hero. You know, that's such nonsense. How could every cop be a hero? That's like saying everyone in the Pentagon is a hero. What kind of rubbish is that? What do you believe in, Donald Duck and Santa Claus? I don't. I'm a realist. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Don in San Jose.
Rick, I've seen carpet for 70% off. Will Conklin Brothers do that?
Big numbers come with small print, Don. Do you have their disclaimer?
Yeah, it's right here. Offer is only valid on base material price on select in-stock styles, excludes installation, padding, all other materials, miscellaneous charges. Wow. So they lowball some carpet, charge extra for the pad, the installation, and who knows what else.
Still want Conklin Brothers to do that?
No, thanks, but they do bring their samples to your home.
Conklin Brothers will do that. We have a new mobile showroom. We'll bring you anything you want to see.
Not just select in-stock styles?
Anything. You can schedule the mobile showroom at ConklinBrothers.com or come see us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Well, thanks for the reality check, Rick.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Don.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalties, fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153. 9153.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to Savage Nation. We're talking about the incredible NPR story about has disability become a de facto welfare program. It costs this country $260 billion a year. And while we are told that the unemployment rate is 7.7%, with 12 million on unemployment, there are 14 million not showing up on the rolls, which would make it more like 17% unemployment, close to that perhaps of one of the southern European nations. That is why the Democrats encourage the lawyers in the disability industrial complex to force people onto disability rolls. Just out of curiosity, a judge asks in Alabama, what kind of disability do you have? Man says, I have high blood pressure. The judge said, so do I. What else? The man says, I have diabetes. Judge says, so do I. See, there's no diagnosis called disability. You don't go to a doctor and a doctor says, oh, we've run the test and there it is, you have a disability. There's no definition of it. And so the fact of the matter is, there are lots of people who say that they have backaches, they got pains in their hands, they got the diabetes, they got the this, they got the headache, and then they go and they get a shyster lawyer like one of those that we mentioned, and the next thing is they sue the government, who may try in some cases if there's an honest worker in the government, and there must be some who are fed up with this, like there are some workers in the DMV who hate the illegal aliens who they have to give licenses to, but they can't do anything about it. But you see, the people get, they go off the workforce because they're lazy, and then they get $13,000 a year. That's not a lot of money, not when you consider that you got guys who are making a hedge fund several billion dollars a year, or guys who could pay a $666 million fine and basically burp it out of their back because it doesn't mean a thing to them because they have so much money that they made by manipulating the stock market. But the fact of the matter is, you have to take it from the top and from the bottom. You know, I was going to talk tonight about what to do to stop the gangsters in the hedge funds. I did so in Trickle Up Poverty. I told you about it. I told you that there were ways to do it. I told you it all started with Bill Clinton taking us away from sane policies on Wall Street because he had a man named Rubin. Remember old Rubin, the skinny guy who used to be at Goldman Sachs, who wound up running the Treasury Department, and he had a PR agent who showed him with a fishing rod like he was just you? Well, that old Rubin is the one who took the government programs that were in place, I think since the Great Depression, that kept the gangsters in control and had Congress eliminate them, along with his friends on both sides of the corrupt aisles. And the rest is history. And it's happening all over again. But I'm not talking about that. We need to clean this country up from the top and from the bottom. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm not a politician. I'm not even a reporter. I'm only a commentator. My abilities are not limited to being a commentator. I could do other things. But I have a gift, a genius, I was going to say, for taking complex stories and reducing them to terms that can be heard through verbal messages by millions of people who then, like having seen a pebble drop in a calm pond, go out and are vibrating on this story. NPR gets the credit. They ran the program. They did the story on the welfare disability racket. Now, I want to talk about that for a minute before I take your calls. Why would NPR, a liberal organization, do such a sterling report as this one, which I'm reporting on tonight? I'm talking about the disability industrial complex. I'm talking about millions of people faking injuries in this country. I'm talking about the entire picture put together through a great deal of research by the folks at NPR. And you have to ask yourself, why would they run such a story? It was written by Chana Jaffe-Walt. I don't know who she is. But apparently, even the left-wing NPR saw fit to blow the lid off the fake disability racket. Do you know how many children are declared disabled in order to collect a paycheck for their mothers who sit around like slobs and just sit all day long and watch television and then go to the disability office to get a check? Do you realize that every child who's declared disabled gets $1,000 a month for the loser mother? Do you understand how this works? They're nothing but paychecks for them. And so we have to put an end to it. The disability applications are rising with the unemployment rate. You understand how that works. And there are various and sundry differences between states, as I pointed out earlier. Some states have the low, very low numbers of people on this racket. And as you would expect, the lowest number of people, the percentage where the number is lowest is in the honest state of Utah, where the people believe in God and are Mormons. I know Mormons were attacked and ridiculed by the atheist communists in the media when Romney ran, but they have the lowest rate, percentage-wise, of people on this fake racket. The state with the highest number is where the people have no upper teeth, in West Virginia. In West Virginia, the rate is 9% of the people on workers' disability.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fonick, SoundTalk 560 KSFO. A Sonoma County man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for kidnapping a 12-year-old girl who was selling pine cones door-to-door at his apartment complex. The jury deliberated for 8 minutes before convicting him. The Sierra snowpack is just half the amount of normal and has already begun to melt. Water managers are concerned because the time of the year is usually when the snow is supposed to be most plentiful. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 101 Ralston Avenue and Belmont Avenue crashed off to the right side. It's actually a car fire. Lots of activity and some slow traffic developing. Northbound 680 at 237 in Milpitas. That crash is in the center divide. Westbound 580 Airway Boulevard, Livermore. Accident on the right side as well. But traffic was already sluggish trying to get through Pleasanton onto 680. Still heavy out of San Francisco. Northbound 101 from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas.
Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas Touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Only the Home Depot has Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With 4 models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about the disability racket in the United States of America. And there's an ugly secret of the American labor market. One of the reasons Obama boasts about a low unemployment rate is because 14 million people who normally would have trouble finding jobs are on the disability rolls. So when you take 12 million people on unemployment and you add the 14 million who are not on unemployment but are on disability, the number is 26 million. The percentage of unemployed is about 17%. And the fact is that part of the rise of the number of people on disability is because of the racket that has been created by the doctors, the lawyers, and the government itself. This cannot go on. And I understand that this is not a lot of money to those of you who are working for a living. You say, well, what the hell is $13,000 a year for disability payments? Well, it kind of adds up to $260 billion a year. That's the big deal. In other words, when you have so many millions of people on it, you have 14 million people on it, you got 13,000 a year, that's $260 billion a year direct as far as we know. Now add the cost of managing the program in the government itself. So what I want to do now on the Savage Nation is take your calls on this subject. And tomorrow you have an assignment. Your assignment is to go home. Well, if you're listening to the show tonight, I'm sure you're going to talk about it tomorrow morning somewhere. I want you to come prepared tomorrow for an oral examination on the Savage Nation. I want you to really think hard about telling America about a friend, neighbor, coworker, or a family member who's abusing SSI with fake disability. Obviously, we don't want to know their name. We're not looking for their phone number. We're not an investigative body. We're just trying to trigger an investigation of this entire racket so it can be put to an end if we can do that. Again, one thing I forgot to tell you about tonight, it's nothing to do with disability. You know my beloved Cadillac, my 65 Caddy convertible? I have no room for it anymore. It's up for auction on eBay. You can go to michaelsavage.com. The auction begins tonight. And whatever it brings, it brings. I'm just going to give probably most of the money to the Elephant Fund anyway, and that'll be the end of it. But I just don't have room for a 19-foot, 6-inch cream puff that's sitting in a garage, and it's now up in Sonoma in a beautiful garage. He's already 2,000 hits went on the site already since I put it up, linking up to his site. So if you're interested in a classic car, you could buy the famous Savage Cadillac, and I'll even sign the tailpipe for you. 855-400-7282. It's a symbol of something, by the way. I bought it when I went into radio in 94. It had one previous owner. No, it's a symbol of something. I know that. Like, if I'm selling that car, something's going on inside of me. I can tell you that right now. I mean, I bought the car when I started radio. Doesn't mean I'm going to leave radio because I'm selling the car. No, comma, not exactly, period. WABC Angela, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, how are you? I'm a social worker, and I work
yes.
in Brooklyn.
God bless you. I used to be a welfare worker in New York City's Department of Welfare when it was called that. Then it became the Department of Social Services.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to bring up 3 things, and I know we're probably pressed for time, so I'll be quick. First off, when people get Social Security disability, the doctors are the ones that have to sign off on all the paperwork. It's really
no, that I understand. In fact, we know that that's true, but it's very easy for them to get a doctor to do that, right?
It's extremely easy because half of the people who go to see the doctor doesn't even want to have anything to do with them because it's the 20th or 30th time they've been there complaining about the same nonspecific thing.
Uh-huh. In other words, they got pains in their back or whatever.
Right. So the doctor just signs a letter, and they know once they sign the paperwork, they get the person out of their hair.
Just to get rid of them and not get sued by the patient and the lawyer. The lawyer probably threatens the doctor.
Absolutely.
Yes, the lawyers threaten the doctor with a threatening letter saying, my client, Mr. Dumbo, came in. Mr. Dumbo's sick. You have the nerve to make him even sicker by not approving it. We're going to report you. So, of course, the doctor's afraid of the lawyer.
Right.
Now, there's a whole other element to this, Angela, and everyone else, and that's the disability of children. Many people in this country simply want a kid who, quote, can pull a check. And what you have to look into is this. You find that the number of kids on a program called Supplemental Security Income, which is a program put out by Obama for children and adults who are both poor and disabled, is 7 times larger than it was 30 years ago. You know, Angela, in all of this discussion, I don't want people to think I'm not a compassionate person. I started out in life after college. I was a welfare worker, just like you. I mean, people don't believe that, but I worked in New York City on the Upper West Side dispensing checks for people on welfare. I saw an awful lot of rackets. It's when I decided I couldn't stay in that business anymore. They were making more money than I was as a young college graduate. That's when I became somewhat of a conservative. It was after I saw them ripping the system off.
Right. Well,
Angela, so you are a social worker yourself?
Yes.
Where? In Maya Bloomberg's soda cup?
No. Right now I'm working all the way out in Riverhead. I was working in Brownsville, New York, which is a very tough area.
It used to be called the Big Apple under Bloomberg. It'll soon be called the Big Gulp.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, well, look, it's a sad state of events, that a young, state of affairs, that when a young person, whether it's you now or me many, many years ago, come out of college and you're a person who wants to do good for society, and you go out to try and help and you see people ripping the system off, it turns you into a different person. Maybe it's part of the long walk in life, Angela. Maybe one day you'll become a talk show host and fill in for me.
That would be wonderful.
Angela, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, my great novel, because by God, was it ever prescient with North Korea now threatening us. Phone number here, 855-400-7282. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. Mike on KSFO, what's on your mind, Mike? What's your disability horror story?
It's great talking to you. I want to tell you the biggest scam you just said in Upper West Side, New York City. Tony Soprano, his kid goes to a $40,000 school for free. How did he go there? He's got a disability. You want to talk about con artists? You want to talk about Edie Falco? She adopts a child. She speaks at the school last year. Her kid's going for 12 years to a private school for free because they said her daughter that she adopted is disabled. How's a kid 6 years old disabled?
Wait, Edie Falco adopted a child who she declared to be disabled and she got her into a private school for free?
You know who Ethan Hawke is? The next time he runs his mouth, I would like someone to ask him, hey, Ethan Hawke, you have 2 kids. They both went to school for free. You didn't spend a dime on a 40.
Well, how is that possible that you know that that's true? I can't verify that that's true.
You know Uma Thurman? Ask. I can email you the list of the graduation class of all the kids in the class.
But you're saying in New York, several famous actors and some rather not famous actresses have children who they've declared to be disabled who are going to school for free is what you're alleging, correct?
Wait, Mike, if you saw the people that go there, it's all Park Avenue. They're all doctors and lawyers. That's the only way you can afford a psychiatrist that's going to give you a letter to get into the school. It's a private school. The kids have disabilities. They have disabilities. Oh, yeah, they can't read.
Well, I know that there are many wealthy people who claim that the child has a learning disorder, and that forces the schools to take their child and let them take the test home, have extra time on the test, make them sit there with a counselor who gives them answers to the test. So you got rich people who are working the system from another side. Isn't that true?
That's exactly. One more thing, my girl.
So, Mike, how does this happen in a society where there's such corruption virtually at every level? From top to bottom, it's like a cesspool. You don't know which way to turn for honesty anymore.
I coach a basketball team in all the cities. I'm a famous basketball coach for children. basketball. My dad coached college 30 years. I'm not joking around. Had a girlfriend whose ex-husband was a doctor on Park Avenue. Both of her kids went to this disability school. They didn't have a disability. She fought this guy for 2 years for them not to go. They both went to free 12 years to a...
Plus, you're calling me from San Francisco, right, Mike? Do you live in San Francisco or New York?
I'm in the Nob Hill area, right? I'm here for the week.
But, oh, you're visiting. So how did you come to listen to the show out of nowhere?
I've been listening to you since I was born. My father hasn't missed a show.
That's a great line. I mean, I thought you'd say I've been listening to you for years, but when I hear someone say I've been listening to you since I was born, I like that. So right. You were brainwashed by me in your father's lap.
Mike, you got to hear this, and then I promise I'll hang up. My father.
No, wait a minute. No, this is even more fun. I need a breather. Your father used to listen to the show when you were a little kid?
When I was born, my father listens every night. He lives in Boynton Beach. He has fights over you. I had to go down to Florida just to calm him down. My mother said he's out of control. Someone says one thing about you and it's over.
I'm good. Oh, I love your father. I love your father. Buy him a knish on me.
One more thing and I'll hang up. Mike?
Wait, hold on. First of all, I got to send you and your father a gift. I'm sending you two copies of A Time for War. One you can read, the other one your father can use to hit people over the head with in Boynton Beach. Give me the next shot, Mike. Go. Fire away.
He loves you to death. He does. And I do, too. I'm telling you.
What's his name? His first name?
His first name is Norman. N-O-R-M-A-N.
Norman, are you listening to me in Boynton Beach? You should be proud of your boy. He sounds terrific. Mike, go ahead. Give us the next piece of the tale.
All right, and then just the next piece is, anyway, what I said, my girlfriend, she fought, he's a doctor on Park Avenue, went to court.
Well, I think I'm the only one who understands you because you're speaking in such a heavy New York accent that only I understand what you're saying because you're from another place. No one even speaks the way you and I do. If I fall into the New York brogue and start speaking to you the way you're speaking to me, which I can do, because you sound just like a deceased friend of mine, I'll lose about 93% of my audience. So try to speak English for a minute, will you, Mike?
Okay, I apologize. I'm just excited. I'm nervous. You're like...
No. Speak. In other words, speak about 50% of the pace you'd normally speak. Lower your IQ by 50 percentile points and start talking. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as I said, my girlfriend was married to a doctor on Park Avenue.
Oh, now I can understand you. Now you sound like an average Romney voter.
She wanted to put him in Dalton, put him in Riverdale, put him in Ackley. He didn't want to spend the money. Paid money to a psychiatrist. Two kids, they got put in a private disability school with a letter. They got first of all, they get tutoring, free food, free private busing, and free education for 12 years. She didn't want them to go to disability school because they're labeled in the system.
Well, what do you mean disability school? What's a disability school? I never heard of that.
I mean, she's right here next to me. I can put her on the phone. I'm not making this up, Mike.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. We're talking about the disability, the SSI racket. What is a disability school?
A disability school they cater to kids that it's a rich kid.
Oh, they cater to kids who have learning disorders or this and that. But who pays the tuition? Again, the government?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, my God. So there's another element to this story now. Whole schools that exist for the racket. Oh boy, this doesn't end. All right, listen, my friend, Mike. Stay on the line from KSFO. I'm going to send you two copies. Neil, get the man's name. He hung up already. Oh, Mike's there. We'll send him two copies, one for him and one for his father, Norman. Okay, folks, you know what the story is, right? If you want to get in on the conversation and try to get it off your chest because it's been bothering you, and believe me, I knew this would get to you because I'm not going to let this go. 855-400-7282. We're talking about how disability has become a de facto welfare program. We're talking about the fact that Obama encourages it. We're talking about the fact that there are 12 million people unemployed and that there are 14 million unemployed not showing up on the unemployment rolls because they've been pushed into the disability rolls. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite and I went to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. A lot of the seaweed, the kelp, flaxseed oil, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer, plus free shipping. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by candidate or participant. TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It's a racket. It's a racket. Wherever you turn, you pick up a rock and they come scurrying out. Tonight's racket is the disability fraud racket. The lid was blown off it by NPR. My radio show is doing something that NPR wouldn't do or couldn't do, but bless them for doing the story. And that is, I'm asking you to call this show with your disability horror story. The NPR.org people are the ones who should get the credit for having exposed this, because it was picked up by NBC, picked up by Fox, but no one's doing what I'm doing so far. Let's take some more calls on your personal disability horror stories here on the Savage Nation for two reasons. One, because it's interesting radio. I mean, anyone listening to this show, whether you be in a car, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, right, or home, he's saying, what's he talking about now? How could you not want to hear this? It's the human condition. It's like listening in on something. I can't believe what I'm hearing. It's one thing to read a statistic. It's another thing to hear about these rackets. So here we go now. You ready for this one? You ready for this? WHAM in Rochester, New York. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Talk to the country.
Dr. Savage, I'm a retired Marine who works with homeless and vets suffer from chemical dependency problems.
Right.
And you want to talk about a double sham. Not only are these veterans getting coerced into collecting SSI, but VA compensation benefits also.
You mean they're getting they're double dipping? They can double dip?
Double dipping, doctor. $3,000 to $5,000 a month some of these veterans are collecting.
Oh, so in other words, if you're a homeless vet, you're encouraged to put a needle in your arm because then you get more money.
That's correct.
Oh, well, that's good. There's Uncle Sam encouraged you not only to be a homeless person but a junkie. Then you hit the quinilla that way.
Oh yes, and I mean all the other benefits that go Section 8 vouchers.
Oh.
It's the whole nine yards.
When does this end? Joe, how does this end? How does it stop, Joe?
By leadership. And there is no leadership.
Yes, we need an honest man in the White House. That would be like finding a camel that can go through the eye of heaven. Joe, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, my great novel. I'm sure you'll get some pleasure out of reading it when you realize how bad it really is. It's going to get even worse than you can imagine. Let's go back to WABC, New York. Tom, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I know we're short for time. I just want to tell you a quick story. My brother-in-law, a bus driver for over 10 years, tired of work and doing the shift.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law has hit him in the legs with a bat to make sure he got disability.
I'm sorry. I can't believe it. That's sort of like the million-dollar wound in a combat zone where they shoot themselves in the toe.
Legs to make sure that he could get disability.
So that's like a Ralph Cramden, your brother, like a Jackie Gleason, Ralph Cramden type of job?
Yeah, putting up with all the nonsense every day. He says, I'm tired of it. He said, I could do better off. I'll get my kneecap busted, and I'll work off the books, and I'll collect the disability. And that's what he did.
And he's still doing it, or he passed away?
Block. Whether it be the correction officer, the guy on, if you want to look at corruption, look at the Long Island Railroad. Probably 95% of the Long Island Railroad people go out on disability. Nobody retires.
Unbelievable to me. I heard about that. Copy of Time for War goes out to Tom. Everyone's getting it tonight. It's like crab cocktails on Fisherman's Wharf. Go ahead. Take it away. Walk away cocktail. Just posted on the Drudge Report from the Washington Post. Are you ready to really throw up? You ready to get really sick? Obama just announced that the 2020 census will be done by the Internet. The 2020 census will be done by the Internet. Get ready to hear that the country is 75% Latino.
Yeah. In other words, they can make it into anything they want it to make, like they invented votes with the counting machines in Spain. Springfield. Oh, I don't know where to go. I got so many calls here. It's unbelievable to me. Here's one last one. I have to take this call. I got calls from all over the country. I'll take one more out of ABC in New York. John, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
How are you? First of all, I'm a New York City correction captain, retired with a half pay pension, regular taxed. A friend of mine, New York City firefighter.
Right.
He applied for a three-quarter disability pension for a back injury.
Right.
He went before the board. He was denied. He then hired a shyster lawyer, who in turn hired a shyster doctor. He went back before the board three more times, once for a neck, once for his lungs, and finally for his shoulder. They granted him, after the fourth appearance before the board, the shoulder injury, gave him his three quarters. He then manipulated the system further. He went to SSI and is collecting Social Security for his five children. He makes
How much is he getting a month on all these rackets?
$12,000 a month.
Tax-free?
Tax-free, $12,000, and he brags about it. And when I yell because I'm angry, he just complains that I am jealous of what he has.
John, I'm sending you a book as a gift. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. We have just touched the tip of the iceberg. If you've got a horror story, call me tomorrow.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
You are living in an oligarchy with a charade of two parties and a charade of a Supreme Court. It's all an act. In other words, I'm an ultimate cynic. So let's, we the people, talk amongst ourselves about things that are perhaps more interesting. Tonight I want to talk about eco-madness. Now earthworms are being blamed for global warming. You heard me. And so-called warming alarmists are suggesting the following, killing polar bears. That's right. I'm not making it up. They are recommending that polar bears be killed to save the polar bears. The insane people in the universities are saying in order to save the polar bears, we have to kill them. I'd say people's minds are on other things, family, traveling, God, the meaning of Easter. Is there any reason for religion anymore in the world? Has religion died along with morality? Once morality went, God went. God went along with the morality. Once the society took the shortcut, there was nothing left. There's no north, south, east, or west. People care about nothing. You know, I go to the mall. Usually I go a couple of times a week with the dog before the show for an hour, and I walk around. All the stores are just, you know, filled with the same garbage. They all look like the same thing. You know, you go past Abercrombie and Fitch, you can puke from the disgusting perfume that they blow out. I don't know where they get it. I have to go around the mall. Anyway, they're going out of business, thank God. The one store that is jammed every time I go, the others are empty. Poor people standing around, they don't know what to say. The iPhone store. You see them coming after school with the mothers. Their eyes are like open, like they're running to the Holy Grail. They're going to get some revelation in there. I don't understand it. What is it that they're buying in there? What is it they think they're going to get, these young girls, hysterical almost, in the to the iPhone store? There's an hysteria in their eyes and a crowd milling about. It looks as busy as a bakery in Queens, New York looked in the 1950s around the time of a holiday. Whether it be Easter or Passover, people lining up to bring a cake to a relative's house. No one does that anymore. After all, carbs are evil. Cakes are evil. Sugar is evil. The only thing you can bring to a neighbor's, to a relative's house in New York that Bloomberg would approve of would be a 16-ounce doobie. If it's a 16-ounce medical marijuana doobie, he would approve of it. Something in that has sugar in it, though, is evil. But the thing is, what are they getting in the store, I ask myself? What is this madness? And now, it goes to the whole problem in society, I think. From my point of view, say what you want about me, if you see these young idiots walking around with the iPhones, and it's constant, they don't take their eye off it, they could crash into a pole. They don't, let's say the girl is looking for a boy and the boy is looking for a girl. They wouldn't even know it if he walked by them. Because their idiot eyes are on this little device in their hand, where they're looking for a boy or talking about looking for a boy, and the boy walks by them, and he doesn't have the nerve to say hello to them because his idiot eyes are on the iPhone looking for the girl who just went by him. I was told by someone today that they're having virtual sex, the youngsters. They're not even meeting in real life anymore. they're actually just talking to each other and flirting on the iPhone and whatever they do with themselves. They're not even meeting to meet. They're not even getting together. It's a complete dissolution of our society. You understand that? Say, well, what are you talking about? I don't know, I'm just talking. It's a talk show, so I talk. I'm giving you random thoughts. I'm not trying to be cogent by sticking to one particular topic. I could tell you by the reaction to the calls that many people are on vacation. They're probably on a stranded on a cruise ship, bored out of their minds, having to take a sedative with their family somewhere on vacation. Not really. Most men make believe they like vacations with their family, but the hunter in them would rather be back at their job. They don't want to say it because they would feel like there's something wrong with them. So they take a medication in order to feel good, but they're going crazy, most of them, on vacation this week. They don't know what to do with themselves. They want to, so they're not listening. They're not allowed to listen to radio. On vacation. The wife said, no more talk radio when you're on vacation. No, I know what's going on. I can tell. It's a slow week. This is a slow week for talk radio. People are gone. I don't know where they are. So I'm gonna give you the news as it comes along. I have a bit of spring fever. I love the spring, as we all do. I'm a botanist in part. One of my master's degrees is in botany, ethnobotany. And I love flowering plants, and I look forward to it, as we all do. It's just part of the cycle of life. And yet I dread it because my allergies are out of control. I know it's not affecting you yet in New York or on the East Coast, but I have spring fever. I'm a little drowsy. I'm burned out from the lies coming from the administration and from the Republicans, which is why I declared myself an independent conservative in 1994. And so here we are. We don't know who to believe. Why have you tuned out of politics? Answer, because you can't do anything about the politicians. I have a lot of politics I want to do tonight, and then I don't want to do it. So let's do this. Open mic to Mike, 855-400-728 to 11 early weekend. And I will answer personal questions, personal advice in any area. I'll put on my sort of a pop psychologist hat. But I'm as good as anybody in advice on situations, as you well know. We can do that, mixing in with politics. Now I'm going to go, since you're calling 855-400-728. You know what's shocking? Colorado jail chief executed by a Saudi hitman is the question. Because he denied a Middle East prisoner his right to transfer to Saudi Arabia. So now they're wondering if he was killed by a Saudi hitman. That happened, in Colorado. Judge won't let Fort Hood suspect plead guilty. Principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark. You hear this, moron? In Massachusetts, no honors night because it could be devastating to idiots who are not getting an honors award. You hear this? I told you, my liar. I went to school where we were ridiculed if we didn't get certain grades. And this moron wants to punish students who work their hearts out to win honors awards. You hear what's going on in your classrooms today? I had a teacher, an Irishman, who had three fingers on a hand, or two, and it was alleged that he lost it in an IRA bombing plot. He was with the IRA. That's what everyone said about him. God rest his soul. We loved him. He was tough as iron. This guy was as tough as a blackboard. I won't mention his name because his children probably are around, or grandchildren. I told you what he did. Okay, tests come back. He called you up to the front of the classroom in order of your grade. So if you got a 99 or 100, you'd come up first, and he'd say, Maddie, I want to thank you. Now, everybody look at Mary. She got 100. I can't do Irish accents very well. Nevertheless, then he'd go down the list. And by the time he got to me, if I had like a 68, I was red-faced, squirming. And he would look at you, and he'd say, and he would ridicule you. And what did it do to you? It made you want to work harder. Ipswich Middle High School, the principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark, which is why America's finished as a nation. It's a nation of losers, abusers, moochers, takers, period. End of story. 855-407-282. Why have you turned... No, I want to do personal advice. I feel like I'm punch drunk right now from it all. The news is so awful. So what would you like me to talk about? I don't know if I'm going to do politics. Russians think we're wrecking the world. I directed you to the elephant slaughter. None of you responded to it. Jihad attack at Pakistani refugee camp kills 13. Can I ask you what kind of religion this is, where they kill each other with bombs like that? Well, the answer is simple. The Irish and the Protestants did the same thing. 855-400-7282. So I've answered my own question, so don't even call me on it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth, call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
The best damn morning show, period.
We all agree that It's a Small World is just a stupid ride.
True. Unless it's 90 degrees outside and you have to breastfeed your baby.
All of the years I've been going to Disneyland, I can guarantee you I did not make out with anyone in It's a Small World.
Well, let's go make out on It's a Small World. No. I'm going to go hang myself, rather.
Yeah, I'd rather poke my eyes out with straws from the vending machine.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car. Even if it is 99 years old, what have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to.
I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761. 1-800-960-7761.
Don't get taken for a ride on the price of your next car or truck. I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. Let me help you.
You can always get the absolute truth about everything automotive from Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. And now, there are three ways to reach him. One, call him at 1-800-CAR-7777. Two, email him at carprousa.com. Or 3, friend him on Facebook and get your questions answered that way. Just hit the link at carprousa.com.
Conservative, not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSL.
All right, before you tune out of the Savage Nation saying Savage is in a weird mood tonight, I don't want to listen to it. I want him to get crazy and insane and yell and scream and attack Obama and the Democrats. Listen to this story, and then I'm not going to attack the Democrats and Obama much tonight because they attack themselves every time they open their mouths. Listen to this story. Battle brews over labor demands as immigration talks enter home stretch. Union officials are trying to kill a bipartisan immigration reform bill by insisting on stringent protections for domestic construction workers, Republicans and business lobbyists charged Thursday. Now listen to what that means. The unions are trying to stop amnesty to protect American construction workers, and take a guess who's trying to stop the unions from stopping amnesty. Republicans and business lobbyists. You hear what I just said to you? So your Republican Party, who I've warned you for years now, is not the Republican Party that you think it is, are exactly the same as the Demon Cat Party. And now they're fighting the unions who are trying to protect domestic construction workers from the onslaught of illegal aliens who will be, let's say, koshered, to use a phrase that has a double meaning, by immigration reform. Immigration reform is, of course, a code word for amnesty. So this is what your Republican Party is doing behind your back. Listen to what the Republicans are saying. Every time you make progress, the unions come in the next day and throw something else on the table. The lobbyists said. So the lobbyists are working with the Republicans, fighting the unions who want to protect workers. Where does that leave you? You know, after my show is over on the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock, so I'm driving in the car. And I'm saying on the East Coast, the show is basically starting at this hour. It's a different audience. It's a different audience entirely. It's a different kind of show, East, West. Yeah, I mean, you want to hear politics mixed in, but how much can you take? How much can you take? I mean, the president's car ran out, had the wrong gas in it. That should have you sleep better at night. Now, if only Janet Napolitano's car would run out of gas, or have the wrong gas put in it. If only they were, you know what I pray? I wake up and find out that the 2 billion bullets that they bought, which they won't cop to or what they're using them for, turn out fit no gun that they own in Homeland Security. That would be the best news I could ever hear, that they bought the wrong caliber. But I know that's just a fantasy. That won't happen. Or that the tanks they bought for America's streets don't fit underneath highway overpasses. Wouldn't that be a great news story, that the tanks on tires that Janet Napolitano has ordered for peaceful purposes, of course, in the emerging American Syria, the home front, you know, the home war that's brewing somewhere in the minds of these paranoid lunatics called government agents, that the tops will get ripped off as they go on the overpasses. Who knows? At the end of the day, living well is the best revenge, truthfully, and laughing at them, laughing in their faces, these people with bad suits and ugly dresses. That's why I say, you know, I got to enjoy myself. How much can I take of this? So let me take some callers. KSFO in San Francisco. I'm going to be nice tonight. San Francisco. I actually have trouble saying it. For so many years, I said the other thing, San Francisco. But now that St. Francis is the new pope, I'm going to use the proper name. It will now be called San Francisco again, in honor of St. Francis. Angela, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael Savage, pleasure to speak with you, sir. I'm a 28-year-old married woman, born and raised in California, come from a strong conservative family, but have taken to liking to most of what the party stands for. You know, I built my way up, went to college, got a great career, matured in my job. And unfortunately, because, you know, basically, for lack of a better word, screwing those who like to work and earn a living, you know, I'm trying to find the motivation to continue to work hard and keep...
Okay, no, that's a good question. In other words, you're a producer and you don't want to work for the moocher. you're a maker and you don't want to work for the taker. There's too many of them in the society. We understand that. So you're feeling disheartened. You're saying, what's the point of working if Jerry Brown and him are going to steal my money like 60% in the state of California? If you're a high earner, you're paying over 60% of your income to these government agents. Is that correct?
Correct. And now
that All right. So here's the answer. The answer is, of course you keep working, but you use your mind in such a way that you become such a large earner that you get so ahead of the curve that the taxation reaches a point where you leave the state and you go to Florida, Texas, Washington State, or any of the lower no-tax states in America, Wyoming, New Hampshire. I mean, they're going to drive people out of the state as sure as I am sitting here. They don't think it's going to happen, but it will happen. And all they're going to be left with are the low earners and the immigrants who don't work at all. I mean, amongst the immigrants, there are many who don't work. They come here to suck the system dry. And I see them every day of my life. And that's what the state will become, another third world cesspool of productionless losers waiting for the government to give them a handout. The state will degenerate into a third world gangbanger state. It's a very dark vision I have for the future of California under these socialists. Now, so where does that leave you? What field are you in?
I'm in accounting, finance.
Well, that means you have a head for mathematics, correct?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, so here's the thing to remember, and this is very good news. The losers don't have a head for anything. And so there are so many now coming out of colleges who don't know anything. They take fields in sociology, for example, worthless degrees. You know what sociology is. It's nothing but BS. Women's studies. What good are these degrees? They can't add. They can't reason. And so you're actually in a great position because you have the ability to work with numbers. You have actually quite a bright future if you thought about it. If you were to put yourself in a position to use that business head that you have, you may find out you can make a lot more money than you think you're capable of. In other words, don't limit yourself to just being someone's accountant. Start thinking about the bigger picture. Let's say Michael's an accountant. What would I be doing if I were 28 years old and I looked ahead and I see high taxation and a loser society? I'd start to think how I could set up an accounting firm or how I could go to work for a corporation that could go public where I'd get a piece of the action. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, in other words, don't give up. Don't give up on the American dream. Just because you think so many politicians have given up on the American dream, it doesn't mean you have to. There's still there's a tremendous future out there for those who are ambitious and have brains. I see it. I think it's unlimited, Angela. Thanks for calling. Whether that's just, you know, of no use or not, I don't know. But I really mean it. That's what I would do if I were. I put myself in her place. I don't happen to have a head for math. I never did. I'm not good at mathematics. It's funny. I was talking to someone in my family just yesterday, who is a brilliant engineer, and his son is a nuclear engineer. Would you believe it? And his other son is in an engineering field, and it goes back to the other side of the family who are all genetically capable of mathematical analyses and engineering. I said, it's amazing that it runs on your side of the family, not on my side. I don't have a head for math. My mind is a different kind of mind. My thinking is a different kind of thinking. I'm very good at what I do. I never had a good mind for math. They do. And it's interesting to me how it's genetic, incidentally. Math, languages, etc. It's very, very intriguing. I'm sorry for getting distracted. But as you well know, I'm famous for my subconscious interfering with my conscious thinking, better known as stream of consciousness. I'm not afraid to fall off the net or fall off the high wire because there is no high wire.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. In Richmond, police are seeking suspects tonight for the wounding of a baby shot while being fed inside an apartment. Witnesses report seeing a suspect running away from the scene on foot. A new survey shows adults and not teenagers are the biggest, well, losers when it comes to texting while driving. AT&T commissioned the study wanting to know who the biggest lawbreakers were. The study found more adults admitted to texting while driving on occasion, even though they know it's wrong. And Amazon is buying the San Francisco book recommendation company Goodreads. The company serves a social network for bookworms and has 16 million members. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 92 exiting at Alameda de las Bulgas, we've got a stalled car on the off-ramp partially blocking a lane. Eastbound 80 at Ashby, an accident there in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831, 1-800-307-9831, 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Whoa, you almost hit that car. What's wrong with your eyes? They're red and tearing. How can you see?
Oh, these contact lenses, they're irritating my eyes. Allergies too, and my vision isn't clear. I just can't stop rubbing them.
You know, maybe it's time for LASIK vision correction. Remember how Eric raved about his LASIK results? He had Dr. William Ellis resolve his vision problems.
Dr. Ellis is recognized as a LASIK pioneer and has personally performed over 60,000 procedures. He's Stanford trained, and you couldn't ask for a more experienced LASIK doctor. You may be able to eliminate your glasses and contacts. For a limited time, Ellis Eye has the greatest LASIK offer ever. You only pay full price for high-definition LASIK on your first eye, and the second eye is free, and financing is available. For a free LASIK consultation, call 1-877-933-3315. Put yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Dr. Ellis. Call 1-877-933-3315.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the words fast and car belong together, like sling and shot. So when you need a part for your car, we get it for you. Fast, because that's just how we roll. We roll fast. Plus, now get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Up to $30 back? Yeah, it's like a money slingshot. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Last night, late at night, we were doing family trees on Ancestry.com. I think it's such rubbish. I put my ancestors in. I couldn't go back one generation. That's the problem. You know, I'm an immigrant son. I only know my grandfather's name, who I never met. And it's on the back of my mother, may she rest in peace, on her naturalization papers. It's very sad. I looked at it last night. I mean, when you look at it, so my father's name, when she came, there's nothing beyond that. I don't know who they are. How do I find out who they were? Ancestry.com. Now, if I was a descendant of the Mayflower and such, you'd have like 65 ancestors on there. 90% of them would be alcoholics and in jail, but nevertheless, you'd know who they were. Axe murderers, alcoholics. Now, I love that people think that because they have a family tree that they can, you know, look back upon, all of them were distinguished citizens going back to the old country. But it's like the old Henry Miller story that I played on the show many times. You know, in every family, there's the nuts, the murderers, the deviants, etc. I mean, that's the human condition. We can't all be normopaths. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Why do we all struggle to be such normal, perfect, clean people with good eyesight and clean teeth? I mean, it's wonderful to try for, but it's not the norm of humanity, for God's sakes. And moreover, if you start to watch National Geographic Channel sufficiently, you'll find out that eventually the Earth is going to split apart and we're all going to be flooded and disappear anyway. So you may as well party on. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how atheistic these shows have become. As I said to you before, when I was a kid, Nat Geo was an interesting magazine, and they showed Native women without clothing on top, so we bought it for that when we were stupid children. You know, that's what kids did, right? Then eventually you read it for the maps, and it made sense. You know, Africa, Asia, and this was the pottery and the baskets. You came to love it. But now the channel has become so whack-jobby, every other show is about a meteor is about to slam into Earth and annihilate us and wipe us out. And here we see the whale. The whale is a descendant of a large land creature that when the Earth was flooded, the creature fled into the ocean. See, like, wow, man, could I do that? You mean in a couple of million years I will be some kind of fish or a shark? I mean, it's like, how does that happen? It's hard for a human being to understand how evolution works. It's very intriguing. As a person who was trained in biology, I used to think about evolution. I remember sitting in comparative anatomy in college when I first got there. I thought it was so brilliant, the boxes of bones that they gave us. I loved it. When I first saw that a bird's wing, you know, you look at a bird's wing. You take a chicken wing tonight. Let's say you have chicken, mate chicken in an Italian restaurant. Ask them to boil to take the bones home. If you spread the bones out of a wing, meaning you unfold the wings of the bird, the bones, right? Spread them out. You see how remarkably similar they are to a human hand. The femur and the, you know, the bone from the shoulder to the elbow. The elbow to the wrist. Then the five fingers are related. So you say, wow, look at that. Then you see this bone, the reptile hand. Say, we are similar. We are related. And they say, I am the bee. I am the eagle. I am the alligator. You start to understand that there's sort of a commonality between us and animals. I know this is anathema to very religious people, but you have to, like, grow up. You have to grow up and understand that you can be unique as a human being. You can believe in a soul in a human being. And you can also understand that the animals are our cousins in so many ways, okay? So then you start to ask yourself, how does evolution really occur? What do you mean by evolving? Well, it's obvious that there is evolution. And the principal lesson of all of this is the adage from evolution, adapt or die. I remember learning that in high school. You know how certain things stick in your mind? I was a dreamy kind of kid. I'd listen and I'd in and out. I was looking more at the girl in front of me, the hair, what she was wearing. I'd be intoxicated by the perfume or the way she moved. And he's droning on. It was already April, May. And evolution taught us that thing, the frogman. I had no idea what he was talking about. But then when he would say things such as, adapt or die is the adage of evolution, I would remember forever. Or things would stick in your head, such as, Istanbul was Constantinople. I thought, okay, what does that mean? Oh, it was once a Christian, Constantine, and you learn that. Or things of that nature. You know how you learn in school. You don't learn everything in a memory, because if you remember everything, then you learn nothing. I don't think anyone told you that. If you remember everything, then you learn almost nothing. You just become a memory sieve, and you'll be a good something or other, okay? But if you remember what's important to you, which is interesting, I learned from another teacher that what's important to you, you will learn. And that turned out to be 100% true. And the best teachers I ever had in college was when I went on in school and got into graduate school. I had some great professors who said to me, I don't test you at all, because there's no point in testing you at this point. Since you want to be here, what am I testing you for? And what's important to you, you will remember. And what you don't remember, you can look up in books. The important thing to learn in graduate school, I learned, was to know where to look for answers. You understand how important that is? It doesn't matter whether you carry it around like a walking encyclopedia. It's to know where to turn for your answers, right? Now, of course, with the advent of the Internet, it's all changed because you can get answers that may be false. So that's where scholarly work comes in, which is still, I would say scholarly work today is more important than it's ever been with the advent of the Internet, where every fool thinks that he knows something because he does a Google search and he's got the answer. The answer may be completely false. Just as entries about me are often false, entries about everything else are often false. So you need scholarly work in every sphere. And that's why scholarly work today should be encouraged. Scholarly work today is more important than it was 50 years ago because there's so little good scholarship being produced. You know, it's very important that you understand that when I began in radio, again, it's about me because it's my show, and you'll see where I'm going with it and see if you like it or not. I was told that I do stream of consciousness, which nobody had ever done in talk radio before. And I have not done it as much recently as I used to do it, incidentally. I used to do it a lot more. What is stream of consciousness, and why is it of any interest to you, and why should you listen to me rambling on? Well, I'll let you decide. Fundamentally, it's all of the thoughts and feelings which pass through your mind, or you can call it interior monologue. It's a stream of consciousness. The thing is, it's also known as free association, as I said to you. If you look at the Bible, the Bible, the Old Testament Bible, to me, that is a book of free association, a stream. Now, many of you consider that sacrilege because you think it's God's words. But to me, it seems to me that the prophets were basically free associationalists using a stream of consciousness about what they saw going on in their society, such as, well, I don't have to start reading the Bible to you right now. That's just one statement unto itself. Then if you look at what followed from this, well, your James Joyce's Ulysses is often known as such a thing. But you move forward into the beginnings of it in literature, and you wind up seeing Lawrence Stern's 18th century psychological novel, Tristram Shandy, and then Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Telltale Heart. There are others who wrote, like many, many others have written like that, but in talk radio, it's almost never done. Now, one of the points I'd like to stop at is this Tristram Shandy, 18th century Irish author, Lawrence Stern. Why? It goes like this. He goes down the street, and he says, I'm on the way to X. And in his writings about what he's seeing in the cobblestone street, he walks down a certain lane and he sees ladies of the night, giving you an example. And then he starts talking about prostitution and the ladies. Then he gets into a room with one of the women, and from there his mind goes to, let's say, the window or the furniture. You see what I'm getting at? That is an example of a stream of consciousness. The novel went on for forever. Very long novel. It's very difficult to do with any rational basis and to keep a reader's attention. Unfortunately, with this narrative technique in literature, anyone thinks they can be an author. And that's why we have such gobbledygook being taught in the universities. What is poetry? What is literature? Well, I'm not going to try and define it because you won't agree with me anyway. What is talk radio? What is narrative on radio? What is the value of narrative on radio? What is the value of radio? What is the value of conversation? I keep repeating to you, talk radio is about conversation with verse. So you have to fundamentally be a good conversationalist. Now, what does that mean? The ability to what? Talk with people, draw them out, listen to them, react to them. But unto itself, that's not that interesting. Because Joe Blow does that in a bar. If he's lucky, finds someone to talk to. So radio has to be more than that. You have to lead the discussion. And then you have to decide where you want to lead it. Where do you want to go? What are you talking about? Why should anyone listen to you? So these are all important questions that rage through the mind of a good talk show host on a daily basis. I can't say that I come up to the bar of what I like to do every day, but I try my best to bring to you something that's worth listening to, because I keep saying not only is the world changing, but the medium I am in, talk radio, has changed so dramatically in the last few, I would say, months, not even years, that people cannot even keep up with what's going on the, right in front of their eyes. Nobody even knows what's happening. You look at the Internet, you could see people are scrambling to remain relevant. And that's because the Internet itself is becoming somewhat irrelevant. With the advent of the instant burst, as I said to you last night, Twitter. You could call it illiterate if you want. You can sneer at it all you want. Nevertheless, these billions of Twitterers out there are continuing to sending their smoke signals on their Twitter accounts. And for them, that passes as communication. That passes as literature. They're getting their news on Twitter. So what do they need to listen to a talk radio for when they can't even follow a thought, let alone express a thought with other than the most simplistic of words? Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's a tough question for Michael. Again, we're open to any topic that I've touched on from the website or personal advice. I'm very good at personal advice when I'm in the mood. I don't even know if I'm going to stick with that. Even the dog is asleep on the floor, and it's early here. Even he doesn't want to move tonight. He's laying around listlessly. Maybe he has allergies. It's possible. That's because he's not eating the canine, Paleolithic canine diet. You know, with the modern dog food, maybe they're making them sick. You know, these idiotic diets really amaze me. The paleo diet now, no dairy, no wheat, just live on meat, fruits, and nuts, no grains. All right, fine. Good luck to you. As though we haven't adapted over a million years. As though the human being has not adapted and can't adapt. It's on the face of it ludicrous. You know, I mean, you can make up a diet for any situation that you wish. If you want to eat a paleo diet, fine, but don't prescribe it for the whole human race. What I love is the idiocy about what's it called now? Oh, the glutophobes out there. And I don't mean people who are afraid of their own behinds. I'm talking about people who are afraid of gluten. There's an entire generation of brainwashed people who believe that wheat is their greatest enemy. Now, so far, thank God, the little man in New York City has not attacked wheat. He's attacked salt, fat, sugar, I forget, and cigarettes, okay? He has not yet focused on banning wheat or cutting back on wheat portions in Manhattan or else in the five boroughs. I'm talking about Mayor Bamberg. He has not turned his attention to gluten and the dangers thereof. But the fact of the matter is, every culture on earth, I don't care whether it's Middle Eastern, falafel, whether it is Mexican, South American, tamales, wherever you go on earth, Indian food, the naan bread, every culture on earth is wheat-based. And so now we're supposed to believe that a group of emaciated, degenerate hippies from San Francisco discovered something the rest of the world didn't know? That gluten is the enemy of mankind. It's crazy. On the face of it, it's insane. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, there are people who have celiac disease who should avoid gluten. I understand that. I'm a trained, you know, PhD in the field. And I have to remind you that I'm not just talking like an ignoramus. But the issue is I'm highly educated in the field. Of course there are people with celiac disease. But you can't now say everyone should avoid gluten. It's glutophobia. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate. Submit to teapartyleadershipfund.com.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
What is going on? I don't know. I just have three theories, or four, you know. The worst thing that could be is another war for this country. You rip the country to pieces. It's funny, my novel is called A Time for War, isn't it? Where did I get the title from? The Bible. I got it from the Bible. Some of the greatest titles come from the Bible. I've told you where I get some of my inspiration from. Doesn't mean I'm a holy roller. I wish I were, but I don't have that faith. But it came from the Bible. A time for war is a time for peace, a time for, right? A time for love, a time for hate, a time for life, a time for death. You read that, remember? Do we have that wonderful song? Maybe we'll break it up a little bit. Maybe people are depressed listening to me. Maybe they want some ha-ha. Maybe they want some laughter.
A time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep.
Well, you get the picture. Time for war. Let's pray not. Unfortunately, I think that the power mad could care less whether a nation burns or a man dies. I'm not depressed, don't get me wrong, but we're living in very bad times. I don't know that I even feel like telling you any more of what I actually see, and nor does it matter what I see. I'm only one man. To many of you, I'm a talk show host who you've come to listen to and admire, love. Some of you don't love me, but you listen anyway. You're addicted to me. You think it's laughable, but it isn't laughable. I'm not Jeremiah the Weeping Prophet. I'm not Isaiah who said God is your husband. I'm Michael Savage, talk show host. He's 19 years in radio. Wow. 94 to 2013. I didn't think time would go by so fast. But, well, here we are. And it's been quite a cycle when I think about it. I don't know what to make of all of it. The whole world's crazy. There doesn't seem to be any north, south, east, or west. The polls seem to be shifting. The people are not interested in any of this. You know, you want me to launch into a tirade right now about what's going on in America? I'll give you a little tirade, a 30-second tirade. I listen to the news. I watch it. I have to turn it off in 15 seconds or less, 30 seconds maximum. I can't watch it. I don't care what the channel is. It's all about the same. All I see is an act. I turn on MSNBC. I see the foaming act, the maniac act. Turn it off. I turn on Fox. I see them floundering. They don't know which way to turn. They're not bad people. They don't know what to say. They don't know which way to turn. They're like the Republican Party. They don't know how to appeal to the listeners anymore. The listeners don't know what they want to hear anymore. The listeners are like distracted children with ADD. The American media is trying to appeal to a listenership that seems to have ADD. They don't know what they want to do, nor what they want to hear. The reasons are manifold. When we go down the list. The iPhone. What do they need news for when they have an iPhone in their hand and that gives them the Holy Grail? They have the Holy Grail in their hand. Look at the people walking around in the streets of America today. Look at the people with what they have in their hand. They don't look at a stranger. They could bump into a wall. They don't hear a stranger. They don't want to know anything. They don't want to have a conversation. They can't have a conversation. They don't know how to have a conversation. They don't know what verse is. They become illiterates. They become semi-literates with the iPhones, the Twittering. They're starting to sound like actors. Almost all of them have the mentality of a combination of Jody Arias and, let us say, one of the dumb actors of Hollywood, Twittering each other with broken words, broken sentences, no punctuation, no literacy, no thought, no connection to anything. And the broken words in an average Twitter message are the equivalent of the mind of America today. It's like a nation twittering like birds in a cave smelling the noxious gas. But you see, I watch too much television. I will admit that. I mean, I do write novels, so therefore I live in fantasy. But it seems to me that when you read that Obamacare is going to increase claims costs by at least 32%, and that we are bankrupt and the people who allegedly run the country are saying we're never going to balance the budget because we enjoy robbing the country. I think of the Sopranos series on HBO years ago where they took over the sporting goods store. That's what they're doing here in America. It started with Bill Clinton selling our factories to China. Same thing. It's like selling golf clubs out of the back of a truck. Then when the store started to, you know, shrink in the amount of merchandise that it had, they then had to suck it for more money. So what you do is you take the credit that the store has and you start getting loans on the credit the way the government is doing. And then when that runs out, you take you run up airline tickets, for example. So when Biden goes on a vacation, went to England, and the hotel room costs $500,000 for the night, you're not supposed to be affected by that because he smiles a lot. And it's a small issue. It was $585,000 for one night in Paris for Joe Biden. Did you hear that? You haven't seen that or read about that. But after all, he cares about the small people. And yet, when they were asked about it, a so-called Dem strategist named Hillary Rosen said that it's not a big deal to talk about $585,000 for a night in Paris, which is what it cost for him and his entourage and his Secret Service and his cars and whatever else. $600,000 for a night in Paris is what Biden deserves.
Savage.